Hi, my young friends. This is the Children's Bible Club, and I'm Aunt Carolyn. I'm so blessed to have so many boys and girls as my friends. You're very special to me, and I'm glad you're with us for the Bible Club today. Yes, friends are precious. Most kids have special friends, but I want to tell you today about the most special friend you can ever have. He's the Lord Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, who gave His life on Calvary to pay the debt for our sins. Stick around to hear more about Him in a little bit. But now, the choir sings. Thank you, choir. Speaking of friends, I'm thankful for the many friends God gives us through the Children's Bible Club. Some quite young and some quite, shall we say, chronologically gifted. And we love to hear from them all. Here are a couple of letters from today's mailbag. Dear Aunt Carolyn, my name is Hannah. I'm 8 years old. I'm listening from a station in Lupton, Michigan, WMSD. We magnify sound doctrine. The answer to who was with Paul when the jailer was saved, the answer is Silas. Now that's a good letter, with the right answer to the Bible question, too. Good for you, Hannah. And say, the call letters of her station there have good meaning, too, don't they? We do appreciate the faithful stations in our Bible Club family. Now here's a letter from a lady in Florida. She writes, Dear Aunt Carolyn, I have lost your list of illustrated stories and we're needing some new ones if you have any that we haven't gotten already. Our junior church, bus kids, and also members in the church really enjoy them. Thank you and keep looking up because God loves us. Well, He surely does. He is our best friend and we're thankful for all the good friends He gives us. We'll send this friend a brochure of our stories, and we'll send you one if you request it. Just write me, Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Now, here's the choir.
Is it?
Today's story is Joshua Meets Captain of the Lord's Host. Joshua was armed with a full report from the spies. He knew of Jericho's thick walls, the mighty king, the zealous soldiers, and the fear that had settled over the city. Yet the people still felt somewhat secure because the Jordan River, dark and rampaging at flood season, stood between Canaan and the invaders. Nobody could cross the mighty river. They were safe, at least for now. Joshua prepared to enter into Canaan and waited for orders from God. The people packed up their stuff and moved from Shittim to the Jordan. It wasn't far for all the trouble of moving tents and cattle and camels and goats and families and all their goods, just about 10 miles, and then they stopped, set up camp again. But before them loomed the river at flood stage. Oh no! Another impossible challenge. But God had helped them before, and if they were to cross this water, God would have to work again. 3 days they camped there. Then came the orders. Load up! Prepare to move out! When you see the Ark of the Covenant moving carried by the priests, follow it. Leave a big space, about 3,000 feet between yourselves and it. For the ark speaks of the presence and holiness of God. Don't come near it. The ark will lead because you've not been this way before. How gracious God was not to leave them wondering where to go. As long as they followed the ark, they were in the right way. And that's true today. If our hearts follow God's word and we keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't flounder or fall. God will lead us in His way. Before them lay the mighty Jordan River. The song says, "Roll, Jordan, roll!" And roll and rush and roar it did. But God was greater than the Jordan, of course, because He created it. As soon as the priests carrying the ark stepped into the water, God rolled that river wide open. The waters rolled up in a high heap like a giant jelly roll, so that the river stopped. That's right. And all those thousands of people, their bags and babies and cattle and sheep, and all that they had, walked over on dry ground. It's true. God did it again. First the giant Red Sea, and now the mighty Jordan stopped, as if God had turned off a faucet. The people glorified God, but they also feared Joshua, as they saw God was with him. Their new leader had God's authority and power behind him. What a miracle! They built 2 monuments of huge stones, one in the riverbed where the waters would flow over it, and one on the other side of the river in Canaan, where it would always be a standing reminder to all generations of God's power, of what He did for His people, and that they should always fear and obey Him. After they crossed, they set up their tents between the river and Jericho and camped there for several days. Yes, the people feared Joshua, but what about Joshua? Was he proud? Was he strutting? No. He led God's people safely through the Jordan River, but ahead loomed the great city of Jericho with its massive walls and huge gates and high watchtowers. And inside there was a mighty king and powerful army. Joshua faced an overwhelming task. In the midst of his thoughts and this impossible challenge, Joshua looked up and saw a man standing, facing him, with his sword drawn. What would Joshua do? If he were a hothead, he'd grab his sword and give the first terrible stab and end the fight before it started. If he were a weak coward, he'd grovel and beg, "Don't kill me! I surrender!" to save his own life. But Joshua squarely faced the foreboding-looking man and said, "Are you for us or for our enemies, friend or foe?" What a wise question. What would the answer be? The man answered strong and clear, "As captain of the host of the Lord am I come." Joshua fell on his face to the ground and worshipped. This was no ordinary man. This was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, appearing so that Joshua could see him. Humbly, Joshua asked, "What do you want to tell your servant?" The Lord answered, "Take off your shoe. You're standing on holy ground." Joshua obeyed. For any place a person meets the Lord is holy. His very presence is holy and pure. Joshua said no more, but listened as the captain of the Lord's hosts gave exact orders for conquering Jericho. And what strange orders they were! No army today would dare strike with such a battle plan. But God's ways are not man's ways. Our next story will let us in on the battle, but the urgent thing for us now is to be like Joshua, humble, listening, and obeying God's word. To anyone who has not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your only Savior, God's command to you is repent and believe the gospel. Repent means to be sorry for and turn from your sin, lying, disobedience, or anything that displeases God. But just repenting won't save you. You must then believe the gospel, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again according to the scriptures. So repent, believe the gospel, and call upon him to save you today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you've received Christ today, write me. I'll send you some helps. And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.